know that May was National Photography Month? A celebration officially recognized by Congress in 1987. What better time to speak with our next guest, a professional in a hobby nearly all of us enjoy and pursue. Peter Essick is a top National Geographic magazine photographer, named by Outdoor Photography magazine as one of the 40 most influential nature photographers. His focus has been to document human impact on development and the enduring power of the land. We'll speak with him today about his new book, The Ansel Adams Wilderness. Welcome, Peter, and thanks for joining us on the Book Report.
Great. Nice to be here.
What made you decide to concentrate on the Ansel Adams Wilderness, and where is it exactly?
Well, the Ansel Adams Wilderness is in the Sierra Nevada Mountains in California, and it's between two national parks, Yosemite National Park and Kings Canyon National Park. And it's primarily in the higher elevations of the mountains, the high forest, and then the area that's above timberline. And the reason I initially got involved in this story was I saw a reprint of a book that Ansel Adams had put out in 1938, and it was a book called Sierra Nevada, the John Muir Trail. And it goes through the John Muir Trail goes through a portion of the Ansel Adams Wilderness, and it got me thinking it would be an interesting project, also because I had done some of my first photography when I was first learning the craft and photography in this area.
The photographs in the book are in black and white. Was this in homage to Adams?
Yes, partly it was. Of course, I had thought sort of how to do this. You know, I had been a color photographer for most of my career at National Geographic, but I had started doing black and white photography, even using a 4x5 view camera with, of course, 4x5 film that Ansel Adams used. So I thought about going back to using that approach, but when I thought about it further, I realized that Ansel Adams always would use the latest technology that was available. And so I figured if he was doing a story now, he would probably be using a digital camera, and it opens up some new opportunities for capture, especially low light capture by moonlight. And you can also go a little bit lighter than Ansel Adams did with, he had to have a burro to carry all his extra photo camera equipment.
You know, I loved your explanation of a photograph that Adams would have called an extract, when a photographer captures a portion of the scene in the viewfinder that reflects the emotional response that he felt at the time. Talk about that.
Well, that was the big leap that Ansel Adams made in the 1920s. A lot of landscape photographers up to that time had been on these survey expeditions, and their primary goal was to just go out into the wilderness, take these pictures, and bring them back to the city folks to show what this beautiful country of ours was all about as far as the natural scene. But what Adams believed was that photography was possible to capture the photographer's feelings about the place and the emotions. And so he also used that extracts as far as he used a medium telephoto lens quite a bit, which was not as common as it is today. So he was sort of taking a portion of the scene, and so he thought that the natural scene was primarily shapes, and that the photographer's goal was to make form out of all these shapes, and that was that process of extracts.
Hmm. The photographs in the book are from every season. How long did you work on this project?
Well, I went quite a bit in the summertime. That's the main season there because of the high altitude, and a lot of the passes aren't clear because of the snow. So I did most of the work in the summer, but then I did one trip in the fall, early October. There's one section of the wilderness that has really nice stands of aspen trees. And then I did one trip in the winter where I used some seasoned ski guides, and the two of them and myself, we went in actually on cross-country skiing with all our equipment. And that's quite a different experience than going in the summer. We were probably the only three people in the wilderness at the time, and it's you have to carry a lot of gear, avalanche safety equipment, and so it's a much slower travel in the winter.
Many of the photographs in the book are accompanied by wonderful quotes from naturalists and preservationists. For example, one from Henry David Thoreau, "It's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see." How were these selected?
Well, we looked through quite a bit of them, and I sort of came to the conclusion that a neat approach might be to find the quotes that Ansel Adams might have been inspired by at the time. And part of the whole concept was that Ansel Adams' philosophy, his view about nature and wilderness, was still relevant today. And so I sort of went back and I found that a lot of those older thinkers from the 19th century, those older thinkers about wilderness and nature were still relevant today. So I thought that would be kind of a neat way to pair those with the modern photographs.
Peter, talk about the man, Ansel Adams. So much of his life now seems a myth.
Well, this particular wilderness area is associated with the early work of Ansel Adams. When he was in his late teens, early 20s, he had a job working with the Sierra Club, and he did these High Sierra trips up into the wilderness. And it was during that time that he developed his love of nature, but also he brought along his camera and started exploring how to photograph the High Sierra wilderness. So I found that the pictures that he did at that time were really beautiful. They're quite simple, and they do use this extract method. But his early work and development and his big leap as far as his landscape photography all came in areas right around this wilderness area in the 1920s and 1930s.
I want to let listeners know that at the end of the book, you include photographer notes so that others may learn from you. Could you suggest an itinerary for folks who'd like to begin to explore the wilderness but are not perhaps the strongest hikers?
Well, there's an area, the National Monument, called Devil's Postpile, and that's the place where most of the people enter the wilderness. And you can drive down to that area, and you can take day hikes into the wilderness on not very difficult trails. And if you want to go up a little farther, you can spend one or two nights and get into some really nice areas right up by the minarets. These 17 spires of metamorphic rock is sort of the centerpiece of the wilderness. And you can get to there if you're willing to go on a one-night, overnight backpack.
Hmm. Well, I think most photographers believe that working for National Geographic would be the pinnacle of anybody's career. What were some of the other projects you did that you enjoyed?
Well, I've sort of specialized in two types of stories. One is these natural landscape stories, and I've enjoyed very much one in Finland called the Ulanka National Park, and one in Australia that was called Fraser Island, the largest sand island in the world. And one that I did closer to home where I live in Atlanta, it was on the Ozark Highland Trail in Arkansas. And that was another one that I really enjoyed that was pure nature. I've also done several stories about environmental topics, contemporary issues like climate change, global fresh water, e-waste, Canadian oil sands, and I just finished doing one about the mountain pine beetle outbreak in the American West. So those, I kind of think of those almost as the flip side of undisturbed nature.
And what are you working on now?
Well, I just finished a story about the drought that's happening out in the American West, especially in California. And that story will be published in October. It was for National Geographic, that was sort of a deadline story. I worked on it just in the last couple months. And I also have a story coming out in December on the Yoho National Park. That's up in the Canadian Rockies. And that's another one of my favorite spots as far as really nice nature, undisturbed.
Peter, I really loved looking at the book, The Ansel Adams Wilderness. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Great. Thank you. Nice to be with you.
All righty. Bye.